This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, here we go. Hour number three, bringing the show back home here to San Diego, California. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Great having Tony Gwynn Jr. That's, you know, technology. Still kind of amazes me.
I'll give you that.
I know I'm easily impressed. But when you go halfway around the world and get the guy like he's sitting right here, and I can see him on the stream and on the YouTube chat, that's awesome.
I agree. I'm with that.
Very good. And it looks like a beautiful sunrise there in Seoul, South Korea.
When he said good morning, I was like, he's confused. No, it literally is good morning for him.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony's often confused as to what time it is.
Yeah, this is true, but he's also in many different time zones.
And he is this time he's really in a crazy time zone, so yes, it's understandable.
I'm seeing something that I was just alerted to by our friend Welsh Fryer on X, that Drew Thorpe today, 2 2/3, 8 earned runs, 3 home runs given up.
Not feeling it in
Chi-Town.
In Chi-Town yet.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
I'm not going to root against the guy.
I'm not going to root against him either.
Sounds like you are.
No.
Sounds like you're rooting against him.
All right, it does sound like I am, but yeah. I'm not. He started the game, 8 runs. Wow.
All right. Well, everybody has that bad outing.
You know, Yoshinobu Yamamoto has not had the greatest spring training either.
Well, let's hope we can continue that in the game on Thursday morning.
Yes.
This hour, 97.3 The Fan, brought to you by your local San Diego County UPS store. Your local San Diego County, the UPS store locations are hosting a shred event. Sounds like it's right up your alley, Scrib, a shred event. March 27th through March 30th, 50% off shredding services.
I already have our shredder here, Chris.
You do have a shredder. Visit the upsstore.com for the location nearest UC store for details. Not everybody has the shredder that you have access to, so check it out. We're going to get into Chris versus the Fans here, a little trivia game we play every single day at about 4 o'clock. And if you win it, you qualify for the grand prize, a two-night stay at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas, plus dinner for two. Immerse yourself in a timeless elegance at Fontainebleau Las Vegas. It's a luxury resort, gaming, meeting destination. The legacy of the Fontainebleau Las Vegas, built upon more than 70 years of sublime beauty, unparalleled service, and timeless design. Book now, FontainebleauLasVegas.com. Anything else new that we need to touch on? Oh.
I don't think so.
Oh, yes, there is in the next segment.
Oh, gosh.
49ers cheating.
Do you see how many people have been tweeting you to bring this up?
49ers are cheating.
I haven't read the story yet because it came out after the show.
Yes, I'm getting a lot of tweets, too.
You've got to get
on Scraby's case. The 49ers are caught cheating.
Now tell me this, Chris, before you go into it.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fake cheating or real cheating?
Well, I think they should take their...
They've already taken draft picks away.
I think they should take the charter away from the 49ers.
The charter,
because
they're going to have to fly Southwest.
No longer be allowed to compete in the National Football League.
All right. I see where you're going
with
that.
Yes, they cheated so bad, we may have to kick them out of the league and bring in an expansion
team. I
story
before we get to the next break.
I don't know, it doesn't look too bad, but we'll dive into that after we play Chris versus the Fans.
you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself?
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get the question wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, let us know before the first question, and we will give you that question for free today. All right, let me get our first contestant on the line. Let's go with Jason.
Jason.
Hi, Jason. How's it
going? Hey, pretty good. Hey. Pretty good. How are you?
He's ready.
Oh,
I'm
he's ready.
Good. Real excited to get on.
Okay. Are you ready
to
play?
Glad to have you on, Jason. So go get him.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Question number one. Oh, he's a first-time player.
Well, then, Jason.
I knew it.
A whole nother story entirely.
All right, here is the second question. What Major League Baseball team last won a World Series 75 years ago?
Whoa. I'm going to go with the Pirates.
The Pirates.
The Buccos.
Stay there, Jason. Stay there.
I'm going to try the Tribe, otherwise known as the Guardians.
They're not the Tribe anymore, but I get what you're saying. They were for a very long time.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Jason.
Sorry about that, Jason, but great having you on. Play again. You never can tell. I have missed many questions, just not that one.
Yes.
I think the last time the Tribe won was...
Were they the Spiders?
1948.
Is that 75 years ago? Maybe 1949?
52 and 26. That's 78. 19, I don't know. I'll have to look it up.
Man.
It's been a long time.
I've never seen you fail at a math problem on the show.
I know.
What the heck is happening?
24. So 55. Just move on.
I'm going to get to the calculator because we have to
calculate.
I think
it was 1948.
Okay. So what am I adding? 52 plus 26? 78.
That's 78 years.
2024 minus 78 minus 3. 1943.
I don't believe they won it in 1943. All move
right.
on.
All
I
right.
will.
You've made this.
Check into it.
This problem.
I didn't
I
make
love
a
how
problem.
I'm just blaming it on you. Let's go to Mac right now. Hello, Mac.
How's it going?
Pretty good. Are you ready to play?
Yeah, I'm ready to play.
All right. Here we go. Question number one.
Tribe won in 1948.
Good. I guess so. Nice job.
You're welcome.
How many home runs did Ha-Sung Kim hit last night in Korea?
Two
was correct.
Two winner.
Nice job, Mac. Here we go. Moving on to a difficult question number two.
Can't call them the Tribe anymore. We have to just call them the group. The Guardian. They're the group.
Okay, I'm trying to think of a name, but my brain is not working, so I'm just going to keep going this way.
All right.
Mac, what former Padres pitcher won 22 games for the Cubs in 2015?
Kashner. Who would that be?
Stay there.
Andrew Kashner.
Yeah.
That's a tough one. 22 games for the... I hate when the guys go on another team. Oh, I know who it is.
Oh.
It's not... You made me think it was somebody who left the Padres. This was before he got to the Padres.
Oh.
The great Jake Arrieta. Is that who it is?
Yeah. Sorry, Mac. It is. He won...
You made me think the way you asked the question that he had been a Padre, left... And won 22 games. That's
what
right.
Former Padre.
You're right.
Pitcher.
He is a former Padre.
All right.
I just didn't think about it properly until I got it.
Okay. Let's go to our next contestant, Rudy. Hello, Rudy.
Hello.
Welcome in.
Three-time loser, one-time winner.
Three-time loser, one-time winner.
You got a win. That's good.
Yeah.
You got a victory.
That is true, Rudy.
Two.
Yep. Question number one. Where did Justin Fields get traded over the weekend?
got traded to Washington.
Washington. Unfortunately, no. I know Chris knows it, so.
Yeah, we got to talk about this a little later. Steelers. Before I answer, I got a bell before I even answered. That's pretty good. I know. We were
you
talking
and I
about
talked
it
about
earlier.
It. Yeah.
Yeah. All sorry right. about that.
Sorry about that. Yes. Yeah. Let's go to our next contestant. Let's go to Johnny in La Mesa. Johnny.
Hello, Johnny.
Are you there?
Johnny in San Diego. What's up?
Oh, Johnny in San Diego. What's up, Johnny? You ready?
Johnny, is this
a
Johnny doesn't rebound? Oh, yes. I got to tell you about Johnny.
Can
I take a minute to tell you about Johnny?
Yeah, he messaged me, and I just had a chance to get to tell you about it. So,
yeah, Johnny's Johnny. I reffed Johnny's basketball game.
Oh
on
yeah,
Saturday.
Over the weekend. Okay,
he and his friends and associates had a little basketball league going there in North Park.
Okay,
and Johnny was one of the players, young man who had a soft touch. Scored like 12 points in the ball game.
Nice job, Johnny.
But Johnny had only 2 rebounds, and I told him after the game, he's got to hit the glass a little bit. He's got to hit the glass. it's all shoot, no rebound. So I said, if he calls, he said he likes to call in and play. And I said, if you call in, tell me that it's Johnny who doesn't rebound.
All right.
So I'd know who it is.
There you go.
And now I know who it is.
I listen to Scraby Show, too, and follow me on Johnny Dare 21 and guys after, okay?
Oh, yes, Johnny. Thank you so
Johnny's
much for
listening. Johnny's a terrific fan of the program.
I met Johnny last year at FanFest. Is that right, Johnny?
Yeah, I'm working at FanFest with Padres and Poli.
Okay, very nice.
I listen to Scraby's show, too. First time playa.
Johnny goes right to question 2.
Oh, okay. Here we go, Johnny.
All right,
question.
Johnny, go get him.
Okay. Number 2.
I'm glad he got through. That's pretty good.
Me too. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, Johnny, what Yankee totaled the most saves in baseball since the year 2000?
Mariano Rivera?
Mariano Rivera is correct. You weren't even... That was quick.
Oh, yeah, Johnny. Let me tell you something. Johnny is going to race through this. He was giving me... during timeouts, he was giving me sports trivia knowledge.
And were you succeeding?
No, he wasn't giving me questions. He was just telling me sports trivia. He knows it.
But no, Johnny definitely knows the sports trivia. Here we go, Johnny. You get this right, or Chris gets it wrong, and you are qualified for Las Vegas.
This is for the championship.
Yes.
All right, go get him, Johnny.
Since the year 2000, two pitchers have won 24 games in a season. Justin Verlander and who?
Blake Snell.
Stay there, Johnny.
That's a tough question.
This is a tough question.
24 victories since when? 2000?
Since the year 2000, two pitchers have won 24 games in this season. Not in the same season or anything.
Yeah,
Justin
like
Verlander and
that.
Who?
I don't remember that, Scrave. How much time do I have?
I'll give you another 10 seconds.
CC Sabathia. I don't know.
Wow.
Johnny
wins.
Stay there, Johnny. Stay there. You are maybe on your way to Las Vegas.
Maybe.
I need a little more time to think this through.
Do you have any other guesses?
I don't.
Guesses.
I don't remember 20. 24 is a lot.
24 is a lot.
Yeah. Who is it?
Randy Johnson.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a pretty obvious guy.
Yes.
I just didn't think of him.
I mean, that was a difficult question.
Really tough question. But Johnny's on his way, potentially, to Las Vegas.
I'm going
to
tell you one thing about trivia. If you do like bar trivia or whatever... Anytime they ask a question about the 2000s in pitching, there's 3 answers. Randy Johnson, Clayton Kershaw, and Justin Verlander.
Oh, I should have at least guessed Kershaw. That would have been a better guess.
Justin Verlander.
Way,
those guys are the 3 that are going to be the answer.
And you also know that to trip me up, ask a question in the 2000s.
That's right.
Because I'm better at the 70s and 80s than I am at the 2000s.
This is very true.
Very good, Johnny.
Nice job.
I got to tell you, I had a wonderful time Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Officiating Johnny and the rest of the exceptional athletes that were there. My friend Quentin Norman called me, asked me to come out and officiate. We gave our time, and so uplifting to see all these young men like Johnny and the rest of them, all of them out there playing their hearts out and having a great time and smiles on their faces and, baskets going in. And I thought the funniest thing was They also still complain to the officials.
Really?
And yes. One of the guys, Johnny's friend, I think his name is Matthew. You can ask him in the break.
Okay.
I think his name is Matthew. I called a foul on Matthew.
Okay.
And he comes walking up to me and he goes, oh, now you're going to call a foul? And I'm like, oh, my goodness, I'm taking heat.
That's amazing.
I'm taking heat from the kids.
Well, I mean, stop calling weak fouls.
It was a weak foul, according to Matthew. He didn't like the call.
That is hilarious.
He was not happy with the call.
I know that you were looking to tee someone up over the weekend.
Yes, I did not tee anybody up. Okay. No, all I was right. not going to do that. But we had a great time, and I was down at the I'm sorry I don't remember the name of the rec center. It was in City Heights, North Park area. But all the volunteers down there, thanks for letting us come and officiate. It was great.
Very nice.
And
good
I'm glad
job,
Johnny
Chris.
Got through. Yeah. And he won.
Yeah, he was sending me a message earlier, and I keep meaning to ask you why he wants me to tell you that he's no rebound Johnny.
He doesn't rebound. Yeah, that's who it is. That's how I knew who it was. And also, I want to say one more thing, because I met Johnny over the weekend. I did not know the answer to that question. Because I would have answered, I did not let Johnny win. Don't think that I would ever do that.
No.
Because I don't do stuff like that.
Never.
So, Johnny, you're a legit winner. Stay on the line. Check some traffic. Take a break. And come back and tell you about the 49ers, the cheatingest team in the National Football League.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fifth round of the 2025 National Football League Draft, the San Francisco 49ers will not select anybody. That's right. They don't have that draft choice anymore. With the 131st pick in the draft, 2024 fourth round selection, the 49ers, again, will not draft. That selection has been dropped back four spots.
I know what you're doing.
To 135. Why has all of this happened to Scraby's 49ers? We welcome you back to Gwynn and Chris, Crisello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., as you heard earlier, in South Korea with the Padres. The San Francisco 49ers have forfeited a 2025 draft choice, the one we just told you about. They're also penalized four spots for a selection in this year's draft. I don't really understand how they arrived at that. We're going to drop you down four spots. Okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's all a result of an administrative payroll accounting error.
Oh, it's just an error.
The 49ers, who hired Scraby and Company to be their accountants.
I told them not to make me the accountant.
It didn't work out. A league review discovered the payroll accounting errors at the end of the 2022 league year. It resulted in a misreporting the team's cumulative player compensation.
Uh-oh.
I see. So the 49ers basically told everybody they were only paying X, and they were paying more than X.
Well,
and so they were cheating.
What year was this again?
The end of the 2022 league year is when they found it. So that's not the end of last season, but the end of the season.
So karma
prior.
Karma got them already.
A little bit.
They lost to the Eagles in the NFC Championship, and Brock Purdy hurt himself. So,
and they got karmaed out of the Super Bowl this year.
Well, they were in the Super Bowl.
49ers.
Should have won the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, they obviously were only in the Super Bowl because they were cheating, which they finally now discovered.
Do they have any numbers of how much was fudged here?
Hundreds of millions. I don't know. It doesn't say. It just says the NFL determined that the club would have remained under the salary cap regardless of the error. And the league says, we believe there was no intent to circumvent the cap.
Yeah, they just had
so
me
John
doing
Lynch,
the accounting, and
John
I made a
Lynch,
mistake.
You, John Lynch, you were fine. But Matt Scraby, fired as accountant of the 49ers.
I got
You're no longer working for the club.
And I say this. Hmm. They shouldn't have done it.
Well,
they were penalized.
It might have actually been an error. I mean, I hate to defend your squad. Maybe they just added something wrong. Do accountants ever make a mistake?
Yes,
like that?
They have to, but I don't know that they're using like loose hand numbers.
Longhand,
yeah.
Penciling it out. Yeah. Brock Purdy makes $251,764 plus Debo Samuel's payroll of $14,753,000.
You can't call him Debo Samuel anymore. You have to call him Debo Samuel Sr.
I'm not going to call him anything.
He's changing his number.
I heard that the 49ers are planning on trading Brandon Ayuk. Did I hear that correctly?
There's been a lot of rumors.
Might be moving
to the Jaguars.
Speaking of trades, I'd like to know what the Chicago Bears were thinking, and I'd also like to know what Justin Fields is thinking.
Yes.
The Bears traded Fields over the weekend to the Pittsburgh Steelers for a sixth-round draft choice. Now, wasn't Justin Fields like the number 10 pick?
No.
15 or higher?
I think he was like, let me look, 7 or 8 maybe?
Okay. Well, all right. That's close enough. But you know what I mean. He was an early first-round pick. Now, 2 years later, all he's worth is a sixth-round
selection. Oh, you were closer. 11th.
Okay. So I don't understand that, but the Bears, and maybe they're just defending themselves, trying to make themselves look better, but the Bears say we couldn't get a better offer. Then the Bears said that they did find some other takers for Justin Fields, but Justin Fields did not want to go to those places.
I wonder where those teams, who those
I don't
teams
know who
were.
Those were, but apparently Justin Fields said okay to the Steelers. The Bears didn't really have to do that, but they were trying to be right by Justin Fields. I just don't know why he'd want to go to a team where they basically have already given the starting job to Russell Wilson. What are you doing?
I don't know.
Go somewhere where there's a chance to be the starter.
I don't know. Maybe he thinks he would be good being under Russell Wilson for a year, or maybe he thinks he could start over
Russell Wilson isn't going to teach him diddly.
I feel like Russell Wilson has been humbled a little bit. I feel like he's been humbled a little bit with this
Broncos. I really
experience.
Do. I hope you're right. Because, I mean, this whole diva act did not work.
It didn't.
In Denver.
No. It
didn't. So, you know, maybe he'll come back down to earth and, you know, try to help Justin Fields. Because I've seen the really good Justin Fields a couple of times. Not often, but yeah. I've seen it. So that tells me that it's in there somewhere.
Yes.
You just got to bring it out more often.
I don't really know what the Steelers are doing. Like, this makes, it's a six-round pick, so whatever. But this makes no sense. You're immediately causing controversy in the quarterback room by putting these two guys together. I don't get it. And then you trade Kenny Pickett away to the Eagles.
Well, the Steelers, for their part, are saying we got Russell Wilson for like $1 million.
Yeah.
And we got Justin Fields for a sixth-round pick.
So why not bring him in?
So why not bring these guys in? We're not risking anything, hardly.
Yeah, because I guess Russell Wilson, I don't know how long his contract is with the Steelers, but hey, he could be out after this year. Yeah. Could be Justin Fields' team. But it's just a very strange move.
I'm on record as saying that Justin Fields will go on and do better with his team than Caleb Williams will do with the Bears. I'm on record. The problem with my claim is that I don't know that Justin Fields are going to play next year.
That's a bad.
So it's going to be hard to put that claim to the test.
It's very true.
You know?
It's very true. The claim, though, I don't know why the Bears are. Okay, so the Bears actually get to sit down and talk with Caleb Williams. They get to watch his film and all this other stuff. But there's more that from Caleb Williams' time at the Combine saying that he wasn't necessarily scoring points with people. Why are the Bears just looking completely the other way? And just like, oh, he's good. We're going to draft him number one overall. Like, I feel like I would listen to some other people before I decided that I knew everything.
Yeah. Cleveland Browns knew everything when they didn't listen to people and took Johnny Manziel.
Tim Couch
and others. It set them back. The draft choice of Johnny Manziel set the Browns back 4 years.
Yeah.
That's what this kind of mistake can do.
It's so weird. Strange.
All right. I don't, but I was looking forward to seeing Justin Fields play somewhere else with the proper coaching and, you know, the right surrounding cast, et cetera. But it doesn't look like that's going to happen in Pittsburgh. So the whole thing didn't really make a whole lot of sense to me.
It didn't at all.
It just seemed like a big fat waste of time. All right. Oh, by the way, there's another 49er story.
Uh-oh.
You ready for this one?
What is it?
The San Francisco 49ers today agreed to a one-year contract with quarterback.
Oh, Josh Dobbs.
Yeah.
That's a good move because they lost Sam Darnold to the Vikings, I believe.
Dobbs will likely replace Sam Darnold as the 49ers' backup quarterback.
I'll take it. He played for like seven teams last year.
I'll tell you one thing, man. Your quarterback room is getting weaker and weaker and weaker.
No, you know what they do, Chris? They come to San Francisco to get themselves another job.
Brock Purdy and now Joshua Dobbs. Not scaring anybody, Scrape. Not scaring anybody.
Should. Can we just go to break now?
Yes, we've got a big five to get to and also some traffic. So it's all coming up when we return on Gwen and Chris. Traffic in the Big Five. Chrisello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. This is Gwen and Chris. We had a Gwen sighting earlier. He was on with us for an hour from Seoul, South Korea. Scraby set it all up. Tony handled it perfectly.
Yeah.
You couldn't have trusted me to sign in the way he signed in successfully.
We're going to have to talk about your travel game for next year.
All right.
Because
you got to give me whatever something better to work with. I mean,
something better to work with. I asked you to bring a computer with a webcam, and you brought a computer that didn't have a webcam.
True. Bit of a problem.
It is a problem.
I'll work on my travel game next season.
All right, sounds good.
I promise.
Sounds good.
All right, before we get to this, I wanted to just congratulate you on your sport actually produced something entertaining yesterday.
You mean golf?
Golf. I'm talking about golf. What a finish to the Players' Championship yesterday. Scottie Scheffler rallying from, what was it, six shots back, seven back?
I think he shot 64 yesterday.
He did. Shot 64, takes the lead, but then there were three or four other guys who had a couple of holes to play.
Yeah.
They're trying to catch him.
That's always fun because he's just standing there watching.
He's just standing there watching around with the rest of us. Xander Schauffele couldn't do it. Xander. Once again, bridesmaid. He is like the bridesmaid champion of golf.
It's unfortunate.
Unfortunate for the former Aztec. That's what he gets. You know what? When he joined, when he agrees to come on his local sports talk show, he will then become a major champion. Take a page from Charlie Hoffman. Come on the show, Xander Schauffele. Come on. You're an Aztec. We're here for you. We root for you. We talk about you. Can't ever get the guy in the show. Anyway, Hanson. I think his name is Hanson.
Thanks for revealing all of my off-the-air
complaints. I know. You've been trying to get Schauffele for a long time. I think the guy's name was Hanson. Missed a putt. Brian Harmon.
Harmon, yes.
And so it came down to Wyndham Clark. 17-footer, I think it was. Up the hill, is going to slide a little to the left. And, I mean, he looked at it for about a half an hour, right? I mean, every angle.
Which he deserves.
Sure. I mean, it's for the championship. He's got to make it to force a playoff. And he hits the absolutely perfect putt, or at least I thought it was, rolling right up the hill, moving a little to the left. It's going to go right in the cup and force the playoff. And this thing, I don't know how that happened. Scrape, you're a golfer. Tell me. The ball went in the hole, and I mean in the hole, curved around the back part of the cup, and then came back toward him.
I know how it happened. It's called gravity, and he hit it way too hard. He needed to hit it just a smidgen less.
But if he would have hit it a smidgen left, it probably would have curved too far to the left and missed.
That is one thing about golf is that you never really know if a putt is really 100% makeable because you just don't know how it's going to react. But I did freak out yesterday when he missed that too. How do you that finish of 17, which is the island par 3, and 18, which has water all the way down the left side, is
crazy.
Scary.
My wife, who's a, you know, budding golfer, as you know, she found the 17th, you know, island green to be ridiculous. Like
ridiculously difficult or ridiculously
ridiculous. Like ridiculous. Like how does anybody ever land a ball on there? I mean, these are the pros. They do.
I mean, it's not a far shot for them. It's only
130
like
yards.
Yeah, which is nothing for them.
I know, but still. The intimidation of having to land it in the middle of an island with green on every side. I was saying you're way better, but if you took 50 drives on that hole, how many times would you land
17?
On the green? Yeah. You think like half? A third?
I want to be on
you
the lower
say
end.
A little low?
I would say like a third.
A third. The other two thirds
would
be in the water somewhere.
130 yards, I would probably say actually a quarter.
But you got to get it up in the air so that it doesn't bounce and
see,
you
that's
know, bounce
great,
off.
Is I have a high ball flight, just like Brooks Koepka.
You and Koepka.
We'll never win the
you'll
Open
never win
Championship.
The, you're never going to win the British Open, you
never,
and Koepka.
Never.
Anyway, it was good for golf because Scottie Scheffler needs to continue to be a star until they can hook back up with the LIV golfers and create more stars.
Because
he's the guy right now. He's the reason we tune in.
I'm not a big fan of Scottie Scheffler.
Well, I can't
I don't
help
know
you.
Why.
Can't help you.
I don't know why. I feel like
he's
kind of
the one
boring.
Guy we're all watching right now.
He keeps winning, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right, get to traffic, then the Big Five.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I also want to say because the Beef said it's only 1:30. It's not as hard as it seems. I think it would be very hard.
It's not easy. I mean,
tournament,
come on.
Tournament play,
honest.
And I'm not saying that the Beef isn't a good golfer because I don't know, but it's...
Wait, who's the Beef? Oh, the Beef is
chat.
A... Okay.
Yeah, if you want to watch
it. The Beef says he could drop it on there like every time?
No, he's just saying that it's not as hard as it seems, but it's still
hard.
Tough.
It's hard. It's intimidating for most normal human beings.
There was a guy on
to
Thursday.
To try to drop it onto an island like that.
His name's Aaron Baddeley. He used to be a better golfer, but he still is on the pro tour. And he's played the hole, according to them, like on Thursday, around 42 or 43 times.
Okay.
And he's hit the ball in the water 14 of those times.
Yeah.
So that
sounds
is
sounds a little more normal to me.
All right. Also, Dan, I do not have the attitude of Brooks Koepka. I promise you that.
Yes, Brooks Koepka. Brooks, let me tell you something. Yeah. Brooks Koepka is a much nicer guy.
Number five.
All right, let's move on.
You didn't get there in time.
No, I set myself up for
you
that one.
You didn't get there in time.
All right, the first power rankings on MLB.com are out. And, of course, I had to go look. I scrolled and I scrolled and I scrolled and I scrolled and finally found the Padres at number 14.
No.
What baseball fans wanted to point out in this power rankings is that the Yankees are being ranked 8th, even though their best pitcher is going to be out from the start of the season. And Garrett Cole, also Aaron Judge, may not be ready to go for opening day, although they are hopeful.
Are you looking at the MLB power rankings?
Yes.
MLB.com?
Yes, MLB.com.
Got the Yankees at 7, actually.
Well, they moved them up.
From the last time you read this, yes, they're at 7 now.
Even our guy Will Leitch, who took the votes, thought that the Yankees were a little high. I am apparently on a mission to trash the Yankees this year. I don't know why, but do you think 7, Chris, is too high for the Yankees to start the year?
I do. I'm not enamored with the Yankees yet. But then again, I'm not enamored with Juan Soto. Right? We know this by listening to the program.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else thinks Juan Soto is the greatest baseball player ever. Wait till they find out in New York that he's not. He's a great hitter. He's a great walker. He is not a great baseball player. Because baseball playing includes a lot of different things besides hitting. That's why I'm not as enamored. The injury to Garrett Cole doesn't help. Injuries, nagging stuff to Aaron Judge doesn't help. DJ LeMahieu being hurt today.
By the way,
doesn't help.
Stanton has a spot on the IL usually reserved through the year for at least 60 games for a hamstring.
Reserved for the year.
Yeah, it's like a dinner reservation.
Yeah. I'm not enamored with the Yanks, not that much. I'm far more enamored with the O's in that division, Scrape.
The Orioles.
Yeah.
For me, yeah, I came up with a question. It's way too high. I don't get all the Yankees love. I feel like the Yankee love, maybe I'm just paying attention to it more this year because Juan Soto's on the team, but I feel like the Yankee love has been brought back in what's the phrase I'm looking for?
Well, the Yankees spend a ton of money. The Yankees are a big, shiny object.
They are.
A lot of people are drawn to that.
I wish that they wouldn't force
the
Yankees on us,
though. Until the baseball actually starts playing.
Because they don't ever ask people who are Yankees fans, do you like the Yankees?
Well, just, you know what, get over that, because they're always going to force the Cowboys on us and the Celtics on us, because those are the big...
And the Lakers, for that matter. Well,
you know, that those are the big draws.
All right.
So you just got to get
used to it. About the Yankees.
Sorry about that.
Tune in to 97.3 The Fan this Wednesday and Thursday as Soapy Joe's presents the games from Seoul, South Korea. Listen to Jesse Agler and Soapy Joe's chief bubble officer, Tony Gwynn Jr., call the action. Soapy Joe's is also the official sponsor of our Padres in Seoul, South Korea watch party this Wednesday morning at 3 a.m. at 7 Mile Casino. It's all brought to you by Soapy Joe's Car Wash. Good, clean, fun.
Number four.
Now, Mark Ziegler tweeted yesterday. Here's his first tweet, and then I'll give you his second tweet. First one is, Mountain West gets a record 6 teams in the NCAA tournament, but Colorado State is the last team in. CSU and Boise State are in the playing games, and Mountain West regular season champion Utah State gets only an 8 seed.
Got it.
Then he says, translation, going to a 20-game conference schedule in the Mountain West next season is idiotic. The selection committee sent a clear message that scheduling hard in the non-conference is important. SDSU had one of the nation's hardest non-conference schedules and got a 5 despite finishing 5th. So, I'm up first. Is this how it, or should they, I'm just going to ask the question. Is this how it should be? And then it'll morph into whatever. Chris is going to have a better answer than me, I have a feeling, because he thinks about this stuff way more than I do. But I do think if you're going to open up your conference at the detriment of your conference, then you probably shouldn't do that. You shouldn't go to a 20-game schedule if it's helping your conference get into the tournament by playing teams that are outside of your conference that are good.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going with that,
well,
Chris.
You're pretty right. I mean, here's the reason that you don't want to play 20 games, because that takes 2 potential games away from non-conference. And the Mountain West Conference is not yet thought of highly enough, as was proven by the bids that were handed out, the number of seedings that these teams got. It's not highly enough to just only play each other.
Yeah.
The Mountain West Conference has to get some marquee wins in the non-conference. Colorado State got one over Creighton. Aztecs beat Gonzaga and St. Mary's. These are musts. You have to have this, and you have to give your conference teams a legit chance to get some of those.
Yeah.
Instead of playing, you know, 2 more that aren't going to help. So that's where Ziegler's coming from, and he's right.
All right.
Number 3.
Now, Georgia head coach Kirby Smart is taking some heat for something that he said about high school seniors the other day. He was asked for his thoughts on high school seniors sitting out their senior year. I didn't even know this was a thing, Chris. Did you know that some guys sit out their senior years because they've already been committed to a team and they don't want to play?
No, I had no idea. Absolutely no idea.
Well, it's true, and Kirby Smart's taking heat.
Say that again so everybody gets it, because they might have missed it. Really good high school football players are not playing
their senior
as a
year
senior
because
so that
they can have a spot with another team.
Because they're already legit guaranteed to go to college and play somewhere else. So they're just not playing at all.
Well, I have to say, I might be a Kirby Smart fan now. Here is what he had to say about that.
There's high school coaches that say, well, they won't play their senior year. Well, you know, if a kid doesn't play a senior year because he signed, I don't really want him on my team. I just, you know, if he's going to opt out for a senior year, then well, he'd do the same to me. So I don't really know if that's a viable option. A lot of high school coaches think, well, at least I'll get my kids signed, because high school coaches and players are losing opportunities ad nauseum by signing in December and not having spaces because of the portal. So, you know, I don't like the idea of someone signing before their senior year, because I think the senior year matters. I think in the state of Georgia and the Southeastern Conference footprint, the high school season of your senior year still matters. I want to watch a kid play.
There you go. That's what Kirby Smart said. And people are like, don't you get paid millions of dollars to you know, blah, 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 you're stupid, and all this other stuff.
Blah, 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 you're stupid.
Yeah, I didn't really present that well enough.
Not
but
too
I think
well.
People can understand what kind of heat he took. Chris, do you agree or disagree with him?
1,000% agree. Kirby Smart's my guy on that one. You leave all the other stuff out.
Okay.
Just go with this. You play sports to play the game. I hate to sound like Herman Edwards, but you play to play the game. You don't play to sit out. Enjoy the experience of playing. Your senior year of high school, your freshman year of college, playing your bowl game. You know, even though that's a little riskier. But I can't stand the fact that people pass up opportunities to play because they're worried about what happened or they've got something signed or some backroom deal going on. Furthermore, St. John's, Pitt, and Oklahoma, you're all in my crosshairs because you wouldn't play in the NIT. Hmm. You didn't get chosen the NCAA. You passed on the NIT for a variety of stupid reasons. You did not think of the kids who might want to play some more college basketball games. Not everybody is a superstar. Not everybody's going to sit out for the draft. Not everybody's going to go recruit. Not everybody's going to take more NIL money. Some people actually like to play, and you robbed those kids of the opportunity to play. I couldn't agree with Kirby Smart more, and I wish more people would come out and say the exact same thing, because that's the only thing that can get people to stop sitting out their senior year.
I don't have anything to add. I don't have anything to add. If I'm a kid, like I was a kid who was on a high school football team who wasn't good enough to start, but just wanted to have a fun senior year in high school where we're going to win some games, maybe even go to the playoffs. That would be like my former high school teammate, Kevin O'Connell, sitting out his senior year, Chris. And do you know what would happen if he did that? We would have never beat Poway when he scrambled for 4th and 12 in the fourth quarter to keep us alive.
And you would never be best friends with him because you wouldn't have got to know him.
That's right.
Huh?
Such a good point, Chris.
Thank you.
Two. All right, here's another one of my least favorite things in the world. The Kansas City Chiefs are trying to look for some payments from taxpayers and also the government to upgrade Arrowhead Stadium. But they said if they don't get this sales tax thing passed, they might leave Kansas City, Chris. Mm-hmm. During last week's free agency free-for-all, Chiefs president Mark Donovan made it clear that if the upcoming public vote fails, the Chiefs could flee. He said, it's really simple. These are not new taxes, and you keep both teams. The Chiefs have already mobilized enlisting players and coach Andy Reid to contribute to a video aimed at getting people to approve the tax. I'm up first here. What happens if the April 2nd vote fails? Well, nothing's going to happen because they're not moving from Kansas City. But I cannot. I'm getting more and more and more angry with these cities. Not even the cities, sorry. The teams that are basically just saying, you want us to stay, you pay for a stadium. It's not how it works, people. Like, you just won 3 of the last 5 Super Bowls, or at least, yeah, right? No. They won 2 of the... Anyway, they've been to the Super Bowl a lot recently.
Get your facts straight before you present your case.
You're making a lot of money over there, Chiefs. You're not putting it back into the locker rooms. Your players hate your facilities. I don't get what's happening here. You know what? I say, taxpayers, call their bluff. See if they'll actually leave, because there's zero chance that they're going to leave Kansas City. I hate these ultimatums, Chris.
I know you do. I know you do, but unfortunately, they have the hammer, because they've got the team. But what the Chiefs ought to be concerned about is the fact that they were rated the worst organization in the sport.
Yeah.
Not on the field, but off the field.
Like,
if you
put some money into it.
If you remember that player survey that came out a few weeks
ago.
They
hate their practice facility.
Yeah. It's time that the Chiefs just make themselves a better organization. They've got the support of the people in Kansas City. They'll figure that out. But the Chiefs, it's a bad look to keep winning the Super Bowl and be the worst organization in the sport. Not good.
Not good at all.
So come on, Chiefs. You can do better than this.
Not good at all.
Please. Give Brittany Mahomes a place to, you know, take the kids during the game. Give Taylor Swift a place to go relax.
She can.
While
she
Travis
has her own
is playing.
Sweet. Someone on the chat, Anthony on the chat, said just have Taylor Swift pay for the remodel.
It's true.
Yeah, she's got
could.
The money.
She could.
All right. We don't need a number one, so we'll just head on to 5 p.m.
Happy hour. And aren't we happy today? Aztecs NCAA tournament. First look at the bracket when we come back.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, I also want to say, because the Beef said it's only 1:30. It's not as hard as it seems. I think it would be very hard.
It's not easy. I mean,
tournament play, and I'm not saying that the Beef isn't a good golfer, because I don't know, but it's...
Wait, who's the Beef? Oh, the Beef is
chat.
A... Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you want to watch
Beef says he could
YouTube.
Drop it on there like every time?
No, he's just saying that it's not as hard as it seems, but it's still
hard.
Tough.
It's hard. It's intimidating for most normal human beings.
There was a guy on
to
Thursday.
To try to drop it onto an island like that.
His name's Aaron Baddeley. He used to be a better golfer, but he still is on the pro tour. And he's played the hole, according to them, like on Thursday, around 42 or 43 times.
Okay.
And he's hit the ball in the water 14 of those times.
Yeah.
So that
sounds
is
a little more normal to me.
All right. Also, Dan, I do not have the attitude of Brooks Koepka. I promise you that.
Yes, Brooks Koepka is a Brooks. Let me tell you something. Brooks Koepka is a much nicer guy.
Number five.
All right, let's move on.
You didn't get there in time.
No, I set myself up for
you
that one.
You didn't get there in time.
All right, the first power rankings on MLB.com are out. And, of course, I had to go look. I scrolled and I scrolled and I scrolled and I scrolled and finally found the Padres at number 14.
No.
What baseball fans wanted to point out in this power rankings is that the Yankees are being ranked 8th, even though their best pitcher is going to be out from the start of the season. And Garrett Cole, also Aaron Judge, may not be ready to go for opening day, although they are hopeful.
Are you looking at the MLB power rankings?
Yes.
MLB.com?
Yes, MLB.com.
Got the Yankees at 7, actually.
Well, they moved them up.
From the last time you read this, yes, they're at 7 now.
Even our guy Will Leitch, who took the votes, thought that the Yankees were a little high. I am apparently on a mission to trash the Yankees this year. I don't know why, but do you think 7, Chris, is too high for the Yankees to start the year?
I do. I'm not enamored with the Yankees yet. But then again, I'm not enamored with Juan Soto. Right? We know this by listening to the program.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else thinks Juan Soto is the greatest baseball player ever. Wait till they find out in New York that he's not. He's a great hitter. He's a great walker. He is not a great baseball player. Because baseball playing includes a lot of different things besides hitting. That's why I'm not as enamored. The injury to Garrett Cole doesn't help. Injuries, nagging stuff to Aaron Judge doesn't help. DJ LeMahieu being hurt today.
By the way, Giancarlo Stanton has a spot on the IL usually reserved through the year for at least 60 games for a hamstring.
Reserved for the year.
Yeah, it's like a dinner reservation.
Yeah. I'm not enamored with the Yanks, not that much. I'm far more enamored with the O's in that division, Scrape.
The Orioles.
Yeah.
For me, yeah, I came up with a question. It's way too high. I don't get all the Yankees love. I feel like the Yankee love, maybe I'm just paying attention to it more this year because Juan Soto's on the team, but I feel like the Yankee love has been brought back in what's the phrase I'm looking for?
Well, the Yankees spent a ton of money. The Yankees are a big, shiny object.
They are.
A lot of people are drawn to that.
I wish that they wouldn't force
the baseball actually starts playing.
Because they don't ever ask people who are Yankees fans,
yes, but
do you like the Yankees?
Well, just, you know what, get over that, because they're always going to force the Cowboys on us and the Celtics on us, because those are the big...
And the Lakers, for that matter.
You know, those are the big draws.
All right.
So you just got to get
used to it. About the Yankees.
Sorry about that.
Tune in to 97.3 The Fan this Wednesday and Thursday as Soapy Joe's presents the games from Seoul, South Korea. Listen to Jesse Agler and Soapy Joe's chief bubble officer, Tony Gwynn Jr., call the action. Soapy Joe's is also the official sponsor of our Padres in Seoul, South Korea watch party this Wednesday morning at 3 a.m. at 7 Mile Casino. It's all brought to you by Soapy Joe's Car Wash. Good, clean, fun.
Number four.
Stone.
Now, Mark Ziegler tweeted yesterday. Here's his first tweet, and then I'll give you his second tweet. First one is, Mountain West gets a record 6 teams in the NCAA tournament, but Colorado State is the last team in. CSU and Boise State are in the playing games, and Mountain West regular season champion Utah State gets only an 8 seed.
Got it.
Then he says, translation, going to a 20-game conference schedule in the Mountain West next season is idiotic. Okay. The selection committee sent a clear message that scheduling hard in the non-conference is important. SDSU had one of the nation's hardest non-conference schedules and got a 5 despite finishing 5th. So, I'm up first. Is this how it, or should they, I'm just going to ask the question. Is this how it should be? And then it'll morph into whatever. Chris is going to have a better answer than me, I have a feeling, because he thinks about this stuff way more than I do. But I do think if you're going to open up your conference at the detriment of your conference, then you probably shouldn't do that. You shouldn't go to a 20-game schedule if it's helping your conference get into the tournament by playing teams that are outside of your conference that are good.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm going with that,
well,
Chris.
You're pretty right. I mean, here's the reason that you don't want to play 20 games, because that takes 2 potential games away from non-conference. And the Mountain West Conference is not yet thought of highly enough, as was proven by the bids that were handed out, the number of seedings that these teams got. It's not highly enough to just only play each other.
Yeah.
The Mountain West Conference has to get some marquee wins in the non-conference. Colorado State got one over Creighton. Aztecs beat Gonzaga and St. Mary's. These are musts. You have to have this, and you have to give your conference teams a legit chance to get some of those.
Yeah.
Instead of playing, you know, 2 more that aren't going to help. So that's where Ziegler's coming from, and he's right.
All right.
Number 3.
Now, Georgia head coach Kirby Smart is taking some heat for something that he said about high school seniors the other day. He was asked for his thoughts on high school seniors sitting out their senior year. I didn't even know this was a thing, Chris. Did you know that some guys sit out their senior years because they've already been committed to a team and they don't want to play?
No. I had no idea. Absolutely no idea.
Well, it's true, and Kirby Smart's taking heat.
Say that again so everybody gets it, because they might have missed it. Really good high school football players are not playing
their senior
as a
year
senior
because
so that
they can have a spot with another team.
Because they're already legit guaranteed to go to college and play somewhere else. So they're just not playing at all.
Well, I have to say, I might be a Kirby Smart fan now. Here is what he had to say about that.
There's high school coaches that say, well, they won't play their senior year. Well, you know, if a kid doesn't play a senior year because he signed, I don't really want him on my team. I just, you know, if he's going to opt out for a senior year, then well, he'd do the same to me. So I don't really know if that's a viable option. A lot of high school coaches think, well, at least I'll get my kids signed, because high school coaches and players are losing opportunities ad nauseum by signing in December and not having spaces because of the portal. So, you know, I don't like the idea of someone signing before their senior year, because I think the senior year matters. I think in the state of Georgia and the Southeastern Conference footprint, the high school season of your senior year still matters. I want to watch a kid play.
There you go. That's what Kirby Smart said. And people are like, don't you get paid millions of dollars to, you know, blah, 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 you're stupid, and all this other stuff.
Blah, 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 you're stupid.
Yeah, I didn't really present that well enough.
Not
but
too
I think
well.
People can understand what kind of heat he took. Chris, do you agree or disagree with him?
1,000% agree. Kirby Smart's my guy on that one. You leave all the other stuff out.
Okay.
Just go with this. You play sports to play the game. I hate to sound like Herman Edwards, but you play to play the game. You don't play to sit out. Enjoy the experience of playing your senior year of high school, your freshman year of college. Play in your bowl game, you know, even though that's a little riskier. But I can't stand the fact that people pass up opportunities to play because they're worried about what happened, or they've got something signed or some backroom deal going on. Furthermore, St. John's, Pitt, and Oklahoma, you're all in my crosshairs because you wouldn't play in the NIT. You didn't get chosen the NCAA. You passed on the NIT for a variety of stupid reasons. You did not think of the kids who might want to play some more college basketball games. Not everybody is a superstar. Not everybody's going to sit out for the draft. Not everybody's going to go recruit. Not everybody's going to take more NIL money. Some people actually like to play, and you robbed those kids of the opportunity to play. I couldn't agree with Kirby Smart more, and I wish more people would come out and say the exact same thing, because that's the only thing that can get people to stop sitting out their senior year.
I don't have anything to add. I don't have anything to add. If I'm a kid, like I was a kid who was on a high school football team who wasn't good enough to start, but just wanted to have a fun senior year in high school where we're going to win some games, maybe even go to the playoffs. That would be like my former high school teammate, Kevin O'Connell, sitting out his senior year, Chris. And do you know what would happen if he did that? We would have never beat Poway when he scrambled for 4th and 12 in the fourth quarter to keep us alive.
And you would never be best friends with him because you wouldn't have got to know him.
That's right.
Huh?
Such a good point, Chris.
Thank you.
Number two.
All right, here's another one of my least favorite things in the world. The Kansas City Chiefs are trying to look for some payments from taxpayers and also the government to upgrade Arrowhead Stadium. But they said if they don't get this sales tax thing passed, they might leave Kansas City, Chris. Mm-hmm. During last week's free agency free-for-all, Chiefs president Mark Donovan made it clear that if the upcoming public vote fails, the Chiefs could flee. He said, it's really simple. These are not new taxes, and you keep both teams. The Chiefs have already mobilized enlisting players and coach Andy Reid to contribute to a video aimed at getting people to approve the tax. I'm up first here. What happens if the April 2nd vote fails? Well, nothing's going to happen because they're not moving from Kansas City. But I cannot. I'm getting more and more and more angry with these cities. Not even the cities, sorry. The teams that are basically just saying, you want us to stay, you pay for a stadium. It's not how it works, people. Like, you just won 3 of the last 5 Super Bowls, or at least, yeah, right? No. They won 2 of the... Anyway, they've been to the Super Bowl a lot recently.
Get your facts straight before you present your case.
You're making a lot of money over there, Chiefs. You're not putting it back into the locker rooms. Your players hate your facilities. I don't get what's happening here. You know what? I say, taxpayers, call their bluff. See if they'll actually leave, because there's zero chance that they're going to leave Kansas City. I hate these ultimatums, Chris.
I know you do. I know you do, but unfortunately, they have the hammer, because they've got the team. But what the Chiefs ought to be concerned about is the fact that they were rated the worst organization in the sport.
Yeah.
Not on the field, but off the field.
Like, put some money into it.
If you remember that player survey that came out a few weeks
ago. They hate their practice facility.
Yeah. It's time that the Chiefs just make themselves a better organization. They've got the support of the people in Kansas City. They'll figure that out. But the Chiefs, it's a bad look to keep winning the Super Bowl and be the worst organization in the sport. It's not good.
Not good at all.
So come on, Chiefs. You can do better than this.
Not good at all.
Please. Give Brittany Mahomes a place to, you know, take the kids during the game. Give Taylor Swift a place to go relax.
She can.
While
she has
Travis
her own
is playing.
Suite. Someone on the chat, Anthony on the chat, said just have Taylor Swift pay for the remodel.
It's true.
Yeah, she's got
could.
The money.
She could.
All right. We don't need a number one, so we'll just head on to 5 p.m.
Happy hour. And aren't we happy today? Aztecs NCAA tournament. First look at the bracket when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.